Hey guys, this is Sam with the Blind Life Podcast. Welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to do something a little different. Today we've got a story time. I'm going to tell you guys a story about how I built the nation's largest residential house in Minecraft and then lost it all. Hey guys, it's Sam.
And Rachel.
And you're listening to the Blind Life Podcast.
This is the companion podcast to the popular YouTube channel, The Blind Life.
Here I share tips and tricks, how-tos,
interviews with amazing VIPs in the community, and loads of assistive technology reviews.
The goal of The Blind Life is to help you live your best blind life. Okay. First, we have to go back. We got a little bit of backstory here. So back before I was, really before I was doing The Blind Life, or maybe around the same time that I started, around 2013, I was playing Minecraft a lot. So I wasn't working at the time. I was home all day long and had a lot more free time on my hands. So I was playing Minecraft a lot because Minecraft is a great game for low vision. I've talked about this on my channel before. If you're looking for a low vision friendly game, Minecraft might be it. One of the reasons is because you can customize the texture packs. So you can download different texture packs and it changes the way that the elements or the items in Minecraft look. For example, one of my favorites is the plastic texture pack because it takes away a lot of the detail out of the items like the grass and the trees and the bark and the rocks, and it makes them look like they're made out of plastic. So instead of the grass having a bunch of different colors of green and texture and stuff, it's just flat green. The dirt is just brown. The water is just blue. So it simplifies everything and makes it look a little bit more cartoony. But for someone like myself, that's awesome. So anyway, at this time, I was playing a lot of Minecraft. And I've always been a creative person. I did drawing when I was younger. I did painting. So even in Minecraft, I was like, what can I build? I just want to build the biggest and the most incredible things ever. And so I had this one world in Minecraft where it was my building world. All my structures, all my things, I built in there. Now, if you don't know anything about Minecraft, you can play it on either normal, like survival, where the monsters are out to kill you and you have to survive and all that. That's kind of the main way the game is meant to be played, but you can also play it on what's called creative. You're basically a god in this game when you're playing creative. You have access to all the blocks, everything. The monsters can't kill you. You can fly. You're immortal. I mean, it's essentially just an open world, a sandbox where you can create anything. And so I had this one world where that's what I did. I created anything I could think of I wanted to create. I mean, and I had some crazy stuff in this world. I had a dragon. I did a full-size dragon flying in the air that was breathing fire. I built the Hindenburg, life-size Hindenburg. I built a pirate ship, full-size, life-size pirate ship, complete with the sails and the Jolly Roger and everything. I built an underground chessboard, like in Harry Potter, like wizard's chess, when they go down into the Chamber of Secrets and they're playing life-size wizard's chess. I had that in this world. I had a roller coaster. I had a European-style castle. I had a Japanese-style castle. All kinds of houses. I recreated every single house I've ever lived in. Like the house I grew up in, the house my wife and I had, our first house when we got married, my current house. I recreated these, and they're all life-size. You could walk in, you know, and I would even put in furniture. So I just loved creating all these different things. But one day I was like, all right, what's the next challenge? And so I am originally from North Carolina. And if you guys didn't know, if anybody's ever heard of the Biltmore Estate or the Biltmore House, it is in North Carolina. I think it's Asheville, North Carolina, or Ashland. It's one of the Ash cities. But it's the home of the former home of the Vanderbilt family. So the Vanderbilts, one of the richest families at the time, they built this house. And it's still considered the largest residential, because it's still owned by a family. So the largest residential home in the United States. If you've ever seen the show Downton Abbey, where it's those huge English manor homes where you have the servants. The servants live down in the basement. The aristocratic nobles or whomever live upstairs, and the servants come up and all of that. And there's, you know, there's hundreds of rooms and all of this. It's a house like that. And it's amazing. You can go there. You can do tours. The grounds are incredible. In fact, the gardens surrounding the Biltmore House were designed by the same guy that designed Central Park in New York. So just it's gorgeous. If you ever go, my wife and I went for our anniversary 1 year. It's amazing. But I decided that I wanted to recreate that brick by brick in my world. In Minecraft, you know, the terrain and the earth and everything, the ground and the trees and hills and water and all that, it's all generated randomly by the computer. So there's no like big flat areas. So just like in real life, you have to go and first you have to prepare the ground. So I had to completely excavate, you could say, this, you know, a giant chunk of earth, removing mountains and trees and, you know, and all of this stuff. Then I could start to build. But now I don't know what the Biltmore House looks like. So I had to go online and I did a ton of research. And this was early, you know, 2010s. So the internet wasn't as amazing as it is now. But I was able to find blueprints, really terrible, hard to see blueprints for the Biltmore House. And I used those to do my best to recreate this huge mega mansion. So the Biltmore House is four stories high. So it has four levels, four floors. There are over 230 rooms in this house. Now that consists, there's like 30 something bedrooms. There's like three kitchens. There's a bowling alley. There's a swimming pool in the basement. There's an atrium. There's balconies. I don't even know how many bathrooms there are. And then there's servant quarters down below, and then the family quarters are upstairs. So there's different stairwells for the servants to get up into different areas. There's not only with bedrooms, but there's other like libraries and studies and billiard rooms. I mean, it's just incredible. There are like 60 fireplaces. And of course, if I was going to build a fireplace, I had to have it be a working fireplace. So you can imagine this was quite an undertaking. I should also mention that I'm doing this on the Xbox version of Minecraft. Had I been doing this on the computer, the PC version of Minecraft has some different tricks that you can use, where things like you can use a certain trick to lay down an entire floor at once, like a huge slab of bricks. Hit a couple commands and it puts down this whole slab of bricks at once. Or a wall. You could do an entire wall at once. But on the Xbox version of Minecraft, you don't have those, or at least you didn't back then. So I had to lay every single brick by hand. And the blueprints were terrible. So in order to get the scaling correct, I printed off the blueprints and then I used a ruler to measure out, you know, the length of the walls and then try to use some kind of calculation to scale that up to what, you know, it would be appropriate for Minecraft. So this was pretty insane. And mind you, all of this was done sitting a foot away from the TV, leaned in with my face about 8 inches away from the TV for hours. It took hours, and I worked on it for days and months. I don't even know how many hours it took. And one thing else about the Biltmore House is it's done in the old Gothic style that a lot of European manor houses were done in. So that means spires, it means turrets, big stained glass windows, and of course, I had to put all of that stuff in there. And the blueprints didn't have any of that information in it. So I took pictures, I took photos, I found photo references and printed those off and tried to recreate that. And it's like, you know, a grainy picture from the internet. You know, you would see some element on the wall, the exterior wall, and is that a drain pipe? Or is that just some kind of decorative tiling? I had to guess at a lot of this stuff. And what was really cool is I did all this prior to going and visiting the Biltmore in person. So when Rachel and I actually made the trip there and we did the tour, it was really cool. It was kind of a serendipitous moment of walking through that front door and thinking, I'm like my little Minecraft character walking through the front door of the building that I built. But it was also kind of funny. It was like, I'd look around and I'm like, ooh, yeah, I totally got that wrong. This doesn't look anything like what I thought it did. So that was the dream, to recreate the Biltmore house in Minecraft. I did it. I never quite finished it. I will be honest, there were, you know, several dozen rooms that were just empty. I'm just like, I'm not even going to bother with this. I got the major rooms done, but I did it. I built the entire house and it was amazing. And it was truly an accomplishment. And it was nestled there on that world next to my pirate ship and my Hindenburg floating above it. I also built a space shuttle, by the way. But that world, I was so proud of that world and just all the crazy things I had built in that world. And then I lost it all. This is where the story takes a really depressing turn. That was back on the Xbox 360. And eventually, of course, I upgraded my Xbox. And Minecraft has this way to port your worlds over to a new system or a new version of Minecraft and all that. But for some reason, I could never get it to work. So eventually, I had to just say, well, that's it. I gotta say goodbye. I gotta let it go. And I lost that world. So I will never see it again. It is a real bummer, but oh well. So that was it, guys. That was the story of how I built the nation's largest house in Minecraft and then lost it all. Hope you enjoyed that story time. A little different than what I normally do. If you liked it, let me know. Stay tuned for next week. We will get back to our normal content, but that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Sam with the Blind Life podcast. I will see you next time.